Let's get to Banny Lam. Banny is our guest for the half hour. He is head of research at CEB International Investment. He's on the line from Hong Kong. Banny, no surprise, Xi Jinping is in total control. How much more risk does this create for those who are interested in putting money to work in the mainland economy and markets?
I think, for myself, looking at this, is I think, again, to take over the control of China, within the next 5 years, that would be helpful to maintain the economic and political stabilities with developing the country. Because I used to see the conflict and also the last several years, the slowdown of the economy, that put a lot of burdens actually on the economic growth of the country. So if he can introduce some more very positive policy, economic policy, I think that is a very positive for the development of China.
Is there anything you're anticipating in terms of policy, perhaps some tax reform, perhaps something to do around the property sector, or even a relaxation of COVID zero?
I think there's a lot of things I think he can do after finishing the Congress. And of course, right now, the market needs more relaxations of the COVID policy. Of course, this is subject to the health risk of the facing China. Another thing is, I think on the structural reforms, there's a lot of things that he can do. Remember that the property market actually have a very big slump now. And I think for the property development, we need not only the healthy development of the sector, and also we need buy side sell side actually put on the market actually to make the market a lot more active. They employ lots of people, they increase the job employment. That is very helpful. I think there's a lot of policies will be coming up for the property market. Other things, I think, on the reforms on the financial markets, I think that will be helpful. And the more openings for outside money will coming into China's to invest in the financial products, that will be quite helpful for the development of the country.
There is a lot of ambition to create kind of types of technologies that China really doesn't have at this point. And we know what the U.S. is doing to try to squelch those opportunities very quickly. Is that the biggest risk right now, do you think, for advancement, U.S.-China tensions? Very quickly, Banny.
I think if you heard about the news, a lot of tensions on the high-tech stuff, China cannot use the high-tech stuff in the U.S., and the U.S. cannot export the high-tech stuff. But remember that the chips, the semiconductor business, China, in the next couple of years, I would say they will invest a lot of money on it.
And Banny, we've talked a little bit about the changing political landscape in China. I want to talk about your investing thesis now. I mean, I know you think China stocks have found the floor. Is this a good time to buy? And if so, what are you looking at?
For the moment, because maybe you know that right now is we need some catalyst actually boosting market sentiment. Again, one of the sentiment, I think the sentiment boosting you need, the COVID policies adjustments. And also on the other side, maybe on the stronger RMB, and also on the liquidity side, I think US rate hike may be slow down. So all these things you haven't seen a lot on the table for the moment. So I think for the rest of the year, I would say we have a more positive to looking at some of the sectors that would be favorable to the rate hike. I think Hong Kong banks may be one of them. And because the net interest margins go up, that will be boosting their profits in the coming quarters. Second one, I think I very positive is China, I think telecommunications network operators. They are least affected by the COVID policies in China. And also you see the earnings of the companies actually quite good and also have a stable dividends. So I remember positive on this sector as well.
One of the big dark clouds looming over the Chinese economy is obviously the property space. Are you optimistic that the government could step in and try to revive that in a way that's not excessive?
I think we still need some time. I think my stand actually is the way a government doing is want to use the market to fix a problem on the buy side and sell side. But once you go in the middle, just right now, you need some of the support from the government policies. For example, on the liquidity side, and also maybe on liquidity side on both. That is, you have to support actually the developers and also the sellers, the buyers. So for the moment, I think you still need some time to adjust the market. And reviving the market, the sectors, I think we still need some more like half a year from now. I will be more positive on the sectors on the next year. And then once actually the problems that you're fixing, I think the most of the developers have their, like a renew their portfolio to redevelop the new property projects. That would be quite helpful, like to boost the whole sectors next year.
Wondering if you're seeing anything you like in H shares at the moment.
H shares, I think like I think you can see Shanghai and also Shenzhen actually go to a fairly low level already. And I think if you're positive to the like after the like 20 Congress, and then what they say about like economic political stabilities, that would be helpful for most of the sectors are developing. And as you know that like innovations, innovation is also one of the very important part for China to maintain the growth. So on the China side, I think in A-shares, there's a lot of technology stocks like you can like searching for. I think that would be quite positive. That would also like help boost the whole market.
Yeah, right now I'm looking at the pre-market for Hong Kong and the Hang Seng could be gapped down around 2%. Before we let you go, Benny, I want to get your take on what's happening with Japan and particularly the intervention of the yen. Is this a fool's errand here? I mean, it looks as though the yen wants to trade on the weak side of 150.
I think like I don't believe like intervention actually is effective. Yeah, and first, second is from the Japan side, actually is a structural problem because the monetary policy between BOJ and also Federal Reserve at the two extremes. So every people will like take a profit, actually like shorting the yen, actually buying US dollars. Okay, so in this side, every time they have intervene in markets to support the yen, I think the trader is doing the same thing, like shorting the yen after doing that. So you see every time they're going in the market, like within one day actually go back. Mm-hmm. So that is not like effective for everything. So I'm not like very negative to like the yen performance.
All right. Benny Lam, head of research at CEB International Investment.